Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven figure earning women of color, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to inspire and encourage you, the listener, and second, we want to edify, promote, acknowledge, and just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And today is March the 28th, 2011. My, is this time going by fast for just you or me? I'm telling you, it is going by so fast. But I really hope that you are as excited about your future as I am, because it is very, very bright. Trust me, no matter what you might feel like today, no matter what it might look like yesterday, no matter what kind of phone call you just got or what have you, or email, I promise you, your future is very bright. And you know, just as a reminder, we are here every week. That's at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so go and spread the word. Now today we are so excited because we are celebrating the culmination of Women's History Month, and it's going to be a fun show. We have some trivia we're going to throw out there, and we're going to play some of our favorite interviews. I had hoped to get in not only the phenomenal dynamic Dr. Tracy Lynn, but Sheila Brooks, who is a powerhouse in the media industry, and Ms. Colleen Payne, who just is a force to be reckoned with. But I had some technical difficulties, so was not able to upload Ms. Sheila Brooks or Colleen Payne's show. But I do want to encourage you to go to their shows. You can go right through our archives and listen to those replays today. But today we will be replaying Dr. Tracy Lynn episode that we had as well. You know, these are some phenomenal women who have blazed a trail that stands as a testament to their foresight, courage, and wisdom. And so I just always like to reiterate at this time why we do the show, why we have the platform that we have with our organization of Professional Black Women, and in particular, like I mentioned, Wealthy Sisters. It's all about, like I said, encouraging you and inspiring you. And a lot of times when you're building your business or you're seeking your professional career track, sometimes we can feel alone. Sometimes we can be at a crossroads. Sometimes we can get frustrated. And really, because when we look at it, especially on that business path, there has really not been a system in place to teach us like they taught us in elementary school, in high school, and even in college, how to be a successful employee. But when it comes to the business world, it's a whole nother dynamic, a whole nother animal, a beast, what have you, whatever you want to call it. And so a lot of times we just don't always have that information, and that's where we come in. We want to be able to provide that mentorship, that partnership, and those resources there for you to not only just be inspired, but to get that application, that savvy advice. So that's why we do what we do here. So we want you, as we speak, to go right now. We want you to call everybody you know, email them, tweet them, Facebook them, Tell them to tune in to 347-838-9278, 347-838-9278, or even to listen live on the internet via www.wealthysisters, that's SISTAS.com, wealthysisters.com, and so they can catch the replay of the show or listen live as we speak now. And you can join us in the chat room as well. And also, we like to remind you, you can always follow us. Follow us here and also on Twitter as well. So before we go to a break, let me just throw out there and see. We had someone to respond to us on Facebook. Are those of you on the line, if you know the answer, I want you to go ahead and press 1 now. If you already know what I'm going to ask you, really good. But go ahead and press 1 if you know the answer to this. And let's have some fun with this and tell me what memories you have of this. So before we go, now, who was the first African-American woman, or shall we say female, for the U.S. representatives? Who can name that person and tell me the state where they're from? Okay, I should have my little Jeopardy music playing. Do, 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 do. Oh, you guys right here on the internet, you got Google, you can tell me, you can find that person right away. Well, we're gonna give you 5 more seconds. Do, 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 do. Nobody wants to shout it out? Well, I will tell you who that person was. That's Miss Shirley Chisholm, and she was the first African-American female to be elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. And Shirley Chisholm, she served for New York from 1969, that happens to be the best year, right? You can guess why I said that. From 1969 to 1983. And I remember as a child, of course, I didn't know the magnitude of it then. My mother made sure one of her business colleagues had Ms. Chisholm over her home as a guest, and she made sure we got there and got a picture with her. And I still remember that, my younger sister and I taking that picture with Ms. Shirley Chisholm. So what an honor. But yes, we are here on Wealthy Sisters celebrating Women's History Month. We're going to do some more trivia and then replay of one of our powerful, powerful leaders out here, Dr. Tracy Lynn. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. We're so glad that you tuned in today.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's thebattiegroup.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Do you find yourself overwhelmed in paperwork? Are you struggling with administrative tasks preventing you from doing what you really love? Then consider hiring a virtual assistant. Call M. Alexander & Associates Incorporated, toll-free at 1-877-894-0564, or join them on the web at www.iwillassistyou.net.
We are back live on Wealthy Sisters. Welcome, everyone, to the show today. As we said, we're always excited to have you on the line. We appreciate you tuning in and also catching our archives at www.wealthysisters.com. We're very grateful for that as well. And also, we just want to let you know that we are celebrating the culmination of Women's History Month. What stories do you have? We want you to call in 347-838-9278. Press 1 and let us know some historical moments you remember, some impacts, perhaps something you can say that you've done and you've shared, you want to share with us today. Feel free to dial in 347-838-9278 as we continue the show today. But let's go back to another question. Let's see who can answer this. Who can tell us who the first, since we're dealing with the government here, the first black female cabinet minister? What was her name, and what year did she serve, and what was that department, and what presidency was that under? All right, we got a doom, doom, doom. Give you about 5 seconds there. I know congratulations to Miss Queenly in the chat room who got Shirley Chisholm there. But hello, anybody want to shout it out or call in? That who was the first female cabinet minister? We're going to give you 5 more seconds before we go into the rest of the show. I tell you, she's picture, you've seen a picture everywhere. Come on. I know you guys know who that is. Well, hey, we'll go ahead and answer it for you. You can Google her name. Is Patricia Harris. That was in 1977, and she served as the Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development under Jimmy Carter. Wow, just powerful woman. You can remember her beautiful picture there. I know you guys are probably dating myself. You remember seeing those pictures from Black History or Women's History Month that we had in school on the billboard. So I know you remember Miss Patricia Harris. I know someone said, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into a little bit of the replay today, and then we'll come back and do some more first. And then I love to take replies and responses from you. So you call in and share your information today. Some of the stories you like to share, again, you can dial 347-838-9278 and press 1. But I want to just hop right into the replay of this phenomenal woman. She is a powerhouse. She's received the Madam C.J. Walker Award. She's been featured in Essence, Ebony, on all types of major media outlets as well. She is the founder and the creator and CEO of Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry, and she's an evangelist. She's a teacher, an author, and she, I'm telling you, if you were at the Winter Summit this past weekend, 2 weekends ago, you had an opportunity just to experience her energy, which is powerful. So I'm delighted to really do this replay today. I love this segment. So we're going to hop into it and take a break afterwards. So stay tuned. Get your notepads ready. We're featuring Dr. Tracy Lynn.
Now, let's just listen to this awesome resume of Dr. Lynn. She is an award-winning entrepreneur, internationally renowned motivational speaker, an author, a wife, a mother, event. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters, Dr. Lynn.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Deborah, for having me. I am excited about being here with you today. Yes, indeed. God is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And we are just, this is just a privilege and a pleasure. Now, first of all, I just want to extend just to say thank you for everything that you've done, you know, and building your business, the awesome examples that you set for all of us. And just to thank you for just sowing seeds into what we are doing here at Wealthy Sisters. So we are honored to have you back today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I wouldn't be any other place but right here with you right now. So glad to be here.
Well, you know, we like to get right into it here on Wealthy Sisters. We love the truth, and we know you are the one to tell it to us today. So just tell us how you're doing today, and what is the word, because I know you're full of it. What is the word for today for business owners?
The word for today is endurance. That is the word for today. Can you endure all the way to the end? Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Life will pay you any price that you ask, but first it's going to test you to see how bad you want it. Success is free, but it's going to cost you something. Now, life is going to pay you. What are you asking from life? What are you asking life to do for you? What dreams do you have that you want fulfilled? Life will pay you any price. Is it $1 million? Do you want to be one of the 6-figure earning sisters on this program? 7-figure earning sisters, thank the good Lord. 8 earning. What is it that you want to do? Now, we're going to get beyond what your belief is, because a lot of times we can't even see beyond our current paycheck that ain't even a 5-figure good paycheck. So we're talking about seeing beyond, seeing the you that God created, not seeing the you that works on that job every day. So I'm talking to the you that God created. So to that you, life will pay you any price, but it's going to test you. Do you have the endurance to go all the way? Life is going to happen. You're going to be right moving along at the speed of light, and something is going to come. Somebody's going to come with something negative. A situation is going to come right then when you're right about to grab it. That's life. That's when you say it's not time to retreat, but go forward, because that's life. That's right there when you're on the verge of the biggest breakthrough you've ever seen. Everything that could try to come to stop you, all stops are being pulled out right then and there. And do you have the endurance to go all the way? See, what we do is get caught up in the excitement of it all. Oh, we get excited about a thing. Oh, I'm excited to be here. Yeah, we do get excited. But, see, excitement doesn't last.
Right.
Doesn't last. Because, see, excitement goes only when there's a big group and there's some noise being made. People are listening right now, and they're starting to tingle and feel it. Woo, I'm excited. But, see,
they
want to
flip.
Exactly. See, but then you got to move from that. See, excitement then needs to move to enthusiasm. See, that's when you're going to still do it, past everybody else being around watching you, past the excitement, because that deals with the thing that's down inside of you, that passion part. And then you go down to commitment and endurance. That's when you still do that thing with tears in your eyes. That's when you still do that thing that you were called to do that gave you that same tingle, that same excitement. That's when you move to endurance, because no matter what, with tears in your eyes, and let me talk to all the folks out there that want to be seven-figure earners. Can I talk to you for 1 minute?
Please, come on.
If you think you're going to do something and you're not going to have some tears in your eyes sometimes while you're doing it, you're thinking wrong. You're thinking wrong. If you think that God has just totally paved the way and it's all made of gold, the streets are paved with gold and pearls, wake up, because you ain't in heaven yet. Okay, down here, it's not going to be like that. However, if God is for you, who in the world can be against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. What did I say, Deborah? I said form. Didn't say the weapon wasn't going to form. It's going to form.
Right.
It's not going to prosper. What happens is the weapon forms and we retreat. We back up.
And then we blame
forward.
It on God. We say, well, maybe he didn't really mean for us, because it can't be this difficult.
You know what? That's what that whole group says. That's what that group says. It's a whole group of folk in the church and out that says, you know what? No, that ain't what God wanted for me, because it wouldn't be that difficult. You better read the book of Numbers. When they had to go in and possess the promised land, there were giants over there. What you think? No. It's not. It is already paved out and mapped out for you to do it, but you're going to have to fight your way through it. People are not ready to fight. But it's a whole group of other folk that you can line up with who ain't ready to fight either. See, that's why there is a small group of people, 5% of people who retire financially free. 5% of the people are wealthy. That's it. 3 to 5%. Why? Because they're the fighters. They're the ones that's willing to go with the tears in your eyes, willing to fight. When, no matter what comes, you're still going to keep it moving. You're going to have endurance is the word for today.
Endurance. Now, man, okay, the endurance, the endurance. I don't know about you all out there, but I forget I'm doing a show. I gotta come back here, because this is good. This is awesome. Endurance. What do you think a person is born with that, Dr. Lynn, or can someone create? Do you have to have it to? You know, is it a point that a person needs to face and say, "I don't have it," which is endurance, or do you think a person can develop that? Or do you want to answer that?
I do want to answer it. I think it's developed. I think we all, Deborah, we are all brought here. We're all born here, no matter what your religious beliefs and background is. We are all born and created for a reason. Why else would you be here taking up space if you weren't? We all came here to do something great for God. That's a fact, which means that we all have that same potential to do great things. It's a fact. We're born with it. But this is what happens, Deborah. The world and something called life comes in and beats up on us. It constantly comes in to challenge that in you, to say, well, you sure it's there? Are you sure you even have it? You know, last time when I was on a call with you, I was talking about, you know, the movie The Great Debaters, and lo and behold, it was on again last night. And one of the things that the professor said when he was helping the students, he was telling them about the Willie Lynch methods. And the Willie Lynch methods, he was a ruthless slave owner in the West Indies, and the Virginia slave owners were having problems with their slaves. So they called for Mr. Lynch to teach them their methods. His methods were diabolical. What were they? Keep the body. keep you working on that job, but take the mine. Make you constantly dependent upon that system that you're in now that hands you that paycheck for your wages when you're really not even getting paid for your value. You're only getting paid for the time that you're sitting there and whatever you do give, but you're not really being paid for that true value of who you are. You know that. That's why people get restless. That's why people want to start a business, because they're not getting paid what they know that they're worth. So one of the things he said is that he came to help them find, get back, and keep their righteous mind, that mind that God has already put in you from the beginning to let you know that you can accomplish the great things he set inside of you to do. So what am I saying? I'm saying it has to be developed. Courage is what it is. Courage has to be developed. You know what I love about my name, Tracy? You know what I love about that name?
What?
That name means courage. Tracy means courage. So when anybody calls me, they're calling me, hey, Tracy, hey, courage. Come here, courage. Come here. Can you take this courage? Come here, courage. Take courage. Courage. Constantly speaking to me to have courage. So thank God that my very name means to take courage. So you got to have somebody in your life speaking courage to you. Constantly speaking what you can do. And you know what you need to have? You need to have folk around you, you know, like Popeye. I always think about Popeye. I thank God for my spinach people. People who know that when I'm right there at that point, they need to pop that can of spinach for me.
Yes,
you got to
yes.
have can-popping spinach people around you. See, the problem is folks got folk around them, and all they do is drain from you.
Yes.
You need people in your life who add and multiply. Stop hanging around people who subtract and divide from you.
Yes.
Because what does it do? It does not encourage you to do and be and have all that God has called you to do, be, and have. So it can be developed, which means that the first time that you get through your trouble, you got to ask yourself, now wait a minute, do I retreat or do I go forth? And how do you answer that? Well, what did God say? Was the promise up ahead? Then that means that I keep moving. And a lot of times it's right there that we retreat. Then we start talking about, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and stay on this job. I'm going to go ahead and do my business thing. I'm going to do it. I believe that God called me to do that and everything, but I know he wants me to wait until I retire. I'm going to go ahead and put in my 30 years, get my gold watch. I'm going to go ahead and retire. Then I'm going to do it. Then the kids will be grown. Then I'm going to have some time. Then by that time, you're sleeping and you're taking Geritol. I mean, what?
And then you're tired. Right.
That's what I said.
Right.
You got to take you're sleeping. You're tired.
Right.
You
right.
got to do it
right.
Now is the time. Now is the time. What's your slogan again? This 2010,
here's
what you
the
say?
2010. The best year ever. Here's
the best
2010,
year
the best
ever.
Year ever.
And
that's
guess
right.
what? This is the best. The best is yet to come. Your listeners right
yes.
now haven't even seen the best yet. And I believe with you 100% that this is going to be the best year ever, because the best is still yet to come.
Yes.
It's yet to come.
Yes.
So they can develop it. You know how else they develop it, Deborah? They get their spiritual muscles. They get their fighting muscles by what? By listening to this broadcast. See, this helps them pump those muscles. You're not gonna get any muscles unless you pumping some iron. You gotta be lifting some kind of weight. You gotta be doing something. So you start by this. Start by hearing this word, listening to this broadcast. You're coming out to your summit. You see, that's how you start to eat some spinach. And then you find out, you know what, I should have been eating this spinach a long time ago. But you know what, God can redeem that time. You just start eating that spinach and start moving in the direction of commitment and endurance, and you'll get there.
Moving, keep it moving. Now,
it
I
moving.
Love what you talked about with the name, because we know in a name is everything. So for us naming children, if your name, so I know people who have found out what their names meant, and they legally changed their name because it did not mean anything of any virtue or anything that was of value.
That's
so
right.
So how important is that, you know, that name to you to really hearing that, like you said, this courage, Tracy, courage. How? What do you suggest that people do, you know, as far as their names are concerned?
As far as
you
their
think
names,
they need to figure out what it means? They need to figure out
they need
what
to.
The name
they need,
means?
Yep, you can go right in the mall. You go to those little places in the mall. I've gone to so many of those kind of places because I wanted, you know, when I heard it first and I saw somebody write it out, with courage, and then I went to another little place and got it on the mug, and it was the same thing. And then I looked it up myself, and it was the same thing. Yeah, see what your name is. See what your name is. But you know what? Start going around people who only are in a group of other successful people. Because even whatever your name means, maybe, you know, I know somebody whose name is, you know, Egypt. Egypt is bondage, you know. So even if it's not even about, at that point, you know, you may not want to change your name. Start hanging around folks who understand the new name. You know, your new name in terms of successful. Your new name in terms of, I'm going to make it happen. Your new name in terms of getting it done. You know, I was at a church. It was a small church, and, you know, they came around and said, well, tell us what you're doing this year in the church. And I said, well, I'm on the GID committee. And the pastor and everybody's like, the GID committee? What is that? I just named it. I said, it's called the Getting It Done Committee. They fell out. And that's been my name. And that was like 10 years ago. Every time people see me, you still on the GID committee? Getting it done. Still on the GID committee. So you see how your actions will line up and create a new name for you. Oh,
yes,
you know what, right
yes.
there? I can't remember her name, but that's just a successful. She always gets, yeah, her name, yeah, what's her name? I don't know, but she's successful. That's your name.
Yes.
Oh, she getting it done. Let me tell you something. She can handle some stuff. She can endure. I know she got turned down for this. She got turned down for that. You know, I got turned down for every loan that I tried to get for my readers. And all of my readers are debt-free today. $250,000 got turned down for each one of those loans, but still made it happen. Why? I'm on the GID committee. I'm going to get it done. If God said there was a way, just because the bank said they weren't going to do it, what did that have to do with what God promised? Come on,
ooh,
people,
come
what
on.
Does that have to do with anything?
Mm.
Let me sit down. Let me sit down.
No, don't.
Please sit
ooh,
down.
Don't
no,
sit, down.
Sit down.
Stay
I
standing. Ooh,
no.
Lord.
I got to take a breath. You should see me in here. You can see. I wish we had one of them Skype things or something. Because I tell you, ooh, you don't want to see how I'm carrying on in this place. So I had to lay back and take a breath because what does that have to do with anything? I was just thinking about that today at my bank, how the same bank I'm at right now, how they turn me down for every loan. Now when I walk in there, they come to open the door. How you doing?
Oh, Dr. Megan.
Yeah.
So that's the part we got to endure.
Exactly. You got to endure.
That's the part we got to endure to get to that part, to get to that. We got to endure. We got to endure to that part.
Yes.
Now, the friends, the circle, because, you know, we talk about that a lot here on Wealthy Sisters and everything that we do. We talk about that, promoting. That's like you said, and I'm glad you mentioned the broadcast. I'm so grateful you talked about the summit, and we'll talk about that more towards the end. But that's why we create this environment, because we know success lives in this environment. But how do we start to separate ourselves from those environments that we're so used to being close to, our friends who I mean, they might even be a business partner, but they're not stretching, and you know it, and it's a strain. And how do we move beyond that of, oh, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, or this has been my person, or this is my family member. You know, how do we do that?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. You're not going to do it without being talked about. But how about this? You're going to be talked about anyway. So you're going to talk about me. I'm at least going to be doing what God called me to do, and I'm going to have some money in my pocket. So I think I'll be all right. I will be all right. I had a cousin, and we used to talk every day.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped talking to my cousin. Why? Because she wasn't going anywhere. Conversation got more negative,
mm-hmm.
negative. And I realized right then I was on the verge of buying my first franchise, and she was not for it. She was against it, constantly talking against it. But I knew that I couldn't even explain to you why. I just knew that this was something God wanted me to do. I had this vision of this particular franchise for years, even past my family, my mother and husband telling me, don't do it. You know, this ain't, don't do it. But I held on to the paperwork. I wouldn't even let them throw the paperwork away because I knew I had a connection to it. And then I got close to it. Family got on board with it. And it was getting time. But this particular family member didn't get on board. And I remember seeing my family member recently at an event, and they said, I never met anybody who divorced their cousin. And we laughed about it, but it was the truth. I did.
It was the truth.
I did divorce that family member. Why? Because I could not have that negativity in my ear. Your friends will either lead you to your destiny or they will take you away from your destiny just by the company you keep, because an environment is a funny thing. See, it's nature versus nurture right there. Nature versus nurture. And the nature of a man is negative. Hello. That's what it is. That's the mm-hmm. nature. So in an environment when you're dealing with nothing but nature, you're talking about somebody being negative all the time and putting that out there on you and your positive self, you're eventually going to be negative. But then this is what happens. When you're in an environment that nurtures, like this environment we're talking about right now, you and I right now, Deborah, are in a very healthy environment. Wealthy Sisters, this show right now is a very healthy environment. Those people who are going to call in with questions, only call if you want to be in this environment. Because let me tell you what you can call. So when negative people call, they're going to say, but see, you don't understand my situation. Let me tell you something. No, no, no. You don't understand my situation. Now, so wait a minute, my situation. Listen, no, let's make a truce. White flag, we all got a story. So now what else you got? What else you got? Because we all got a story. Now what else you got? Oh, no, but you were born with, I was born with what? I was born with what now? What did I come here with that you didn't come? No, tell me about this money that I had that we didn't have.
You were balling.
No. See, in this environment, we're not coming here with excuses. Mm-hmm. Excuses don't live in this environment, not in a nurturing environment. That's why I'm very careful. Even now, listen to this. My mother, who is the best friend I could ever have, who loves me and my biggest encourager and support system, nurtures me, but I have to be careful that she doesn't nurture me not to do anything. Because as a parent, don't push yourself that hard. Trace, calm down now. I don't want you to get sick.
Right.
See, that's that nurture, but it's also giving me a way out.
Right,
so I'm very careful, even in what I say I'm doing, or I just say what I am going to do. And then it's just the support, because the support system is there. So you always got to get to that nurturing environment where people are going to tell you what you can do. But let me tell you what you can't do. You can't bring all that nature stuff in a nurture environment, because we're not going for it. Because guess what? We'll let you call. We'll let you tell you all of that, but you're going to hang up in that same situation and same predicament. And then you're going to say, see, it didn't even help me. You know what? People argue for their limitations. You get to keep them.
You get
to keep them. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Opinion still. That's right.
Les Brown told me that over and over.
That's right.
So if we cannot get you into the nurture side to move yourself to the next level, what we doing? What we doing? Because you're just going to bring that same nature into a nurturing environment. So you got to say, you know what? I had somebody tell me, Deborah, I had somebody say, you know what? I realized by being in business with you, they were in Tracy Lynn Jewelry, and they said, you know what? I have found that I can be very negative. Wow, that was explosive, because it was the truth.
Wow.
But it was a revelation.
Wow.
How are you going to confront unless you at least admit? And you can't confront what you can't see. So they saw that and have been one of the top people ever since. One of my top people. Because they had to acknowledge that. They had to acknowledge that. And then we can begin the process of doing big, great things for God. Big, great things for God. We think too small. We ask for stuff too small. We limit ourselves to be so small. And I'm not going to play second fiddle to make you feel better. Can't do it. Time is too short.
A revolutionary thought. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because what you get is that, you know what? They think they this. They think they that. They
Don't be too much now. Don't make people feel bad. Just getting over people. You said that the last time. When we can get over people.
Get delivered from people. Come on. That's what I said. Get delivered.
That's the key word. That's right.
That's what I said. Get delivered.
We can move past,
but you got to get delivered. Because until you get that out your system, get that nature out your system, how do you get delivered from that? You keep going back to that because you want to, like you said earlier, you want to keep making everybody happy. So you let these same people in your space. So let me tell you about the people who are in your space and you don't know what to do. Stop talking to them so much. Don't indulge them in those conversations. You see them calling on the call ID. You know the time of day. You're on your way to work. You don't want to hear that. Do you know that there was some, I made some absolute choices. Like there were some negative people that I knew in some negative situations. I made a choice not to bring that into my 2010. Somebody wanted to come visit with me and talk to me about somebody who was just the most negative thing person I had experienced. Why do I need to discuss that in 2010? If this is going to be the best year, that we've ever had. At the best of yet to come, why am I bringing 2009 and earlier stuff into my 2010?
Right.
Nope,
right.
Not going to do it.
That makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Well, we are here live, I mean, with the powerhouse. If you don't feel this energy, just go on and forget it now. Forget it, because we got none other than Dr. Tracy Lynn, the super, super Tracy Lynn on the line. We are going to take a short break, come right back. If you've got questions, because she is ready and willing to answer them right now, this is the time to dial 347-838-9278. Press 1 so that we know that you'd like to ask your question. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop source for starting or enhancing your business. Our team professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy, to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
We are back live here on Wealthy Sisters with our very special guest, Dr. Tracy Lynn. She is also the recipient of the Legends Award for the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, which will be held next weekend, y'all. That's March 19th and 20th at the Baltimore Hyatt Harbor Regency. You want to be there, I'm telling you, go to website www.thewintersummit.com. Now, if you've got any questions, please dial 347-838-9278. Press 1 on your phone so that we know that you have a question for Dr. Lynn. All right, Dr. Lynn, so we are back, and you were talking about the friends and breaking that cycle and moving forward. You know, that's the word of today is endurance and being able to endure to get to the next level. So you talked about the spinach people, you know, finding those people around you that can build you up and pop that can of spinach when you feel your gas tank going down on E. You need to be recharged. Being around people that will do that for you and not drain you.
Yeah.
Can you give us two other things that we need to be successful in business or even to begin to make a profit in business and stop running it as a hobby?
And stop running it as a hustle. How about that?
Every day we're hustling. Right.
That's so common even in our culture. Oh, yeah, get your hustle on. You better hustle. Hustle is not long-term profit. You know, a business is long-term profit. A business is when you don't even have to be there and it's still running. A business is, you know, having something going for you and you're not always there having to spin that wheel to make it work, to make a profit. You know, that's why I was attracted to the franchise for me, because that was teaching me the principles of a system, the system and business, so that whether I was there or not, that business is still going. You know, we're opening our stores right now, and they are going, and I'm sitting here on the phone with you, and yet they're still making sales. So that's what you call a business, and that's how you move through. And a lot of people don't move from that hobby stage to the business stage is because of fear, because somebody else told them how somebody else failed, that somebody else started the business, they had something similar to it, and it was no demand out there, and they left their job, then they lost their car. So we hear all those hard negative stories. You know, it's not that those kind of stories don't have their place, but if you hear it in the right environment, because then you get the whole truth behind it. Yes, that did happen to Suzy Q, because Suzy Q didn't have a business plan. She just had an idea. She wanted to do it. She went out there. She didn't plan properly financially. She didn't execute it. She didn't understand branding. She didn't understand marketing. And she didn't talk. She didn't listen to any motivational tapes. She didn't align herself with successful people. So that's why Suzy Q failed. But you, on the other hand, moving from a hobby or trying to get out the hustle stage, well, how do you know you're in a hustle stage? Well, you ain't paying taxes. That's how you know you're in a hustle stage.
That's one way.
That answers that right
there.
Maybe
on the table. Don't even know that it's great tax advantages as a business owner. You don't have to do all that.
But you hustling, so you ain't paying taxes. So that's how you know. So now you're legitimately established. You want to do a business, and you need to be in the environment of business. So that's why even for me, like I said, the last time, why I have, the Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry is because I was teaching people entrepreneurship. I mean, it's a process. I said teaching because you really have to be taught entrepreneurship. It's not corporate America where they already have it all laid out for you. You have to learn how to work a system. So I want everybody to say that with me. Say system. All right, y'all. Thank you. That's what they said. They said it out there. See, that's why I love the people. I tell you, I love the people because I know they were out there at work whispering, system, system, because they're right at their desk. They know a system. Yes, because you need to have a system, and systems create winners. So you need to have a business system. A system of your books, a system of your product, your system of your inventory, a system for doing business. That's what, Deborah, attracted me to the franchises, because I had my jewelry business before, earlier in early years, and it wasn't successful. And it wasn't that I lacked passion or enthusiasm. I had excitement, enthusiasm, and I thought I had the commitment. But, see, real commitment means doing whatever is necessary to make it work, and I didn't have the education part of it. So I wasn't as committed as I thought I was. Committed means, buying a ticket. I was the only, African-American person going to see Tom Hopkins. That's it. I was the only one sitting in that man's seminar. Paid my $99. I'm talking, Deborah, 20 years ago. Sitting in Tom Hopkins' seminar, and he taught me some system principles. But these are the things that people are not willing to do. People call me all the time, Dr. Lynn, I just need you to mentor me. Well, first, I want you to get this tape, listen to this, listen to that. And I'll even tell my tapes to get. Well, no, I ain't not trying to do all that. I just want to talk. See? Wait. No. System. You have to be willing to do that. It's no shortcut. You can't microwave this thing. You need to have a system. So that's how they need to move from the hobby hustle stage into the business. They need a system of winning, and they must surround themselves with the right people in that right atmosphere, that right environment that will nurture and water success. It's crucial.
That is so crucial. You're right. The system is saving yourself time, energy, and money has to be in place.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, time, energy, and money. Yes.
So with that in mind, now, you did talk a little bit about the event, and we are just honored, and I don't even want to go into it to our awards speech, but I mean just the fact that you've created systems and you've learned how to adapt to systems that were already in place. What would you say beyond endurance we need to have in place as business women to be able to be a legend in the business world like yourself today?
It's hard to sum up into. It's really hard to sum up in one word, but there's a few things that just pop right into my head right now. First of all, having passion and compassion. Having passion for what you do and passion tied into purpose. Really, you want to talk about moving into a legend status, doing what God told you to do. That's it. Because that's where you will find all of your needs in that vision. God will give you the provision. So it's in the vision that he's given you. So you got to be lined up with God. You got to be lined up with God. And secondly, for me, you got to love people. I love people. I love people. I love my business partners. I mean, I truly truly, and they know that. I was thinking about that this morning. You know, sometimes I'm on a business call, Deborah, and I'm wild. I am. I get wound up. I'm liable to be rolling on the floor. I mean, who knows what I'm because I am. I believe. Let me tell you something. I believe so passionately about women having the opportunity to choose their lifestyle. I believe so passionately that it should not be up to any job to tell you that now we're going to let you go. And guess what? You could be in foreclosure of your house. I don't accept that. I don't accept that. I am so passionate that women have got to have their own finances in order to say what, how, and how much. You want to work on a job, it's because you want to work there, not because you need them. I want women right. so badly to be able – I mean, I want that so – Deborah, I want that thing so badly. Sometimes I'm on my calls. I get so emotional. My partners will tell you. I do because I want that thing. I feel that. I live that. I am that.
Right.
That's
right.
what I want them to get. And I don't want them to look at me and say, oh, but you just made it through. No, I made it through with tears. I made it through with a lot of disappointments, a whole lot of setbacks, but I refuse to give up. I was unstoppable. And still have to be unstoppable because it's easy
mm-hmm.
right now to get comfortable. Deborah, it's
mm-hmm.
easy. You know, I was last year really comfortable with the you know where we were with our consultant count. You know, we believe it or not, we had 800, but we were rolling. We were doing all right. Everything was good, and I
mm-hmm.
had to get shaken out of my comfort zone. Next thing you know, a year later, we're over 3,200 people. We were only in 13 states. We're in 33 states now. I mean, so
wow.
sometimes you need a little jolt to get you
right.
out of that comfort zone because I can even get comfortable because I too
right.
can get fearful and I can get comfortable, but I have to
right.
constantly challenge myself. That's why I try to hang around people who, you know, when I go to my direct selling association meetings, I love being in the groups with the people talking, oh, yeah, well, We did $500 million. We're looking forward to hitting the $1 billion mark next year. I love talking to those people. I'm like,
that's
really?
Right. That's right.
What did
that's
you
right.
do? So I always
right.
put myself in position to hear the next level of thinking because you know what the problem is, Deborah? One of the things that we need to really address is that we are sometimes the biggest fish in our own pond.
And say that
you,
one more time. Say it. Break it down. Break it
down.
Break it down.
We are the biggest fish.
Mm-hmm.
in our pond, which means
that's
that
the comfort zone.
That's it. So then everybody's
mm-hmm.
looking up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
mm-hmm.
looking up to you. And if you are the biggest fish in the pond, then your pond is too small. Who are you
mm-hmm.
looking at? See, so you
mm-hmm.
think you think your thing is tight, you got it together. Well, look, we made $80,000 last year. No, we're going up to 110. Well, what about the $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we
mm-hmm.
you know we got it. We got our mortgage. We just got this $300,000 mortgage. Well, why did it have to be a mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we buying
mm-hmm.
our houses debt free? I do want
mm-hmm.
to know that. But that's another
mm-hmm.
subject for another show. But
mm-hmm.
anyway,
mm-hmm.
but that's what
mm-hmm.
that's my thinking though. That is honestly my thinking. Why do we always have to have a mortgage for everything? Why
mm-hmm.
you know because this is the generation. This is the Joshua generation. God has given me a heavy revelation about the people who right now we are in the Joshua generation times. This means that these are the ones that's going to go and possess it. They are going to possess
mm.
it, but you're going to have to be around the Joshuas and the Calebs, the people who
mm-hmm.
say we are more than able. We are
more than
we'll put
yes.
more than capable, and we'll go up
yes.
in the place and put your foot on the
come
net
on.
Of poverty and say what.
Come on.
Yeah, okay,
mm-hmm.
let me, okay, calm down.
Come on. No, you did say what.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. That's why I had to bring it back. Yes, I did say what.
Yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
that's what you have to say to poverty. What? I mean,
mm-hmm.
what? No,
mm-hmm.
no, not here, because a good man
mm-hmm.
leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So we
mm-hmm.
are the generation
mm-hmm.
that's going to go and take it, and we're going to take
mm-hmm.
it by force.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go, and we're going to do what we need to do. You know, that's why I want the people who align with me. I want debt-free houses. I want cars with no car notes. I want people making six figures a month. That's what I want.
Yes.
And that's what I'm working towards. I mean, that's a part of, but that's me. That's what I was created to do, was to create this distribution center. So I see that as clear as I am talking to you on this phone. I am so in tune with that. And that is why you've got to line up with people who've got that like vision and like mine. It is crucial to everything that we do that we have the like mind and the like. Yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say?
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. No, I
nobody
didn't
knows
say,
I'm
I just
on a
said.
Live radio show. People are knocking on my door.
That's all right. That's all right. We know you with that. Well, you're busy. You're building.
Yes.
You're building an empire there, and we know that. That's why I said it's an honor to even have you take this time. And I want the listening audience to go ahead and call in 347-838-9278. Don't be afraid to ask a question. This is an opportunity, because the other thing I want to bring up here is we spend a lot of time asking family members, mama, like you mentioned, asking your mother. Yeah, your mother loves you. She's that nurturer for you, yes. And it's in your nature to listen to mama and daddy and big brother and even your cousin that's the accountant in the family. But he might work for Kaiser Permanente and is an accountant over there but knows nothing about running a business.
That's
and
right.
We continue to ask those individuals' business questions. Well, you got someone like Dr. Tracy Lynn right here on the line. Y'all better ask. You better take advantage of this opportunity right now. Because
wait a minute, Deborah. Wait a minute. Hold on. We don't have anybody calling on the line.
Oh, I mean, they on the line, but I think they're so busy probably writing that they don't want to ask you a question.
Come on, y'all, ask it.
Oh yeah, here they're coming in now. Here they're coming in. We got a call here in Atlanta coming up. 928-770. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wonderful. This is Andrea Griggs. I host the show on Blog Talk, Females with a Mission. And
yes,
I would like to say that your guest today is awesome.
Yes. That's an understatement, isn't it?
It is. That's an understatement. I think Cheryl's in the chat room saying she's bringing me to tears. I'm like, girl, I feel you. Because, you know, it's like you just summed up, Dr. Lynn. You have summed up everything that has been inside of me for the last 38 years. And I just want to tell you that, you know, Females with a Mission was birthed out of me wanting to do something different, to encourage women to pursue their dreams, to search after what they're passionate about, to pursue their purpose like nothing else. And I just had to call in and tell you that, you know, it was inspiring to hear you say the things that you're saying, because I'm thinking to myself, am I the only one on this earth that's crazy?
Right, right. That's what you start to think, right? Yeah.
Exactly. You're saying to yourself, you know God gave me something to do. This whole thing that's inside of me, it has to come out. It has to come forth. If I don't get it out, I'm going to die, and nobody else is going to take hold of it, because it was just my purpose.
Yes, yes.
And I just believe that there are so many other women out there like me who feels like, you know, okay, I'm stuck in this 9-to-5. I'll never be able to pursue what I really want to do. And I dropped everything. I told my husband, I was like, look, all right, we moving? Okay, well, you got the bills, because I'm getting ready to quit my job. Now, true enough, things haven't manifested yet. But I know that God is able. I know that God has placed a purpose in me. I know things are taking off with my show. I know I'm meeting those like-minded people that you say you need to meet and that you need to be connected to make things happen for yourself. People are starting to call me, and I don't even know how they got my information.
Yeah, but that happens. That happens. Stay in that environment. So we thank you so much for calling in and keep listening to the show. And definitely stay tuned to Dr. Tracy Lynn, because she is definitely an awesome role model for us all. Thank you.
Well, you have heard her, the powerhouse. I know the chat room is off the hook. The phones are ringing here. We wanted to make a comment for those of you guys who just tuned in. You wanted to know who that was. It's Dr. Tracy Lynn. We're doing a favorite replay today as we culminate the celebration of Women's History Month, a woman who is truly making history, breaking records. I'm going to go to a live caller here out of the Baltimore area, 443 1-800-500. Hello, state your name and where you are actually calling from, please.
Hello, hi, my name is Janika Haynes. Hi, Deborah, and I am
actually
calling from Woodlawn. I'm here at my spa, and I want to ask a question. I just wasn't sure when I could push one.
yes, that was a live replay. What's your question?
Well, my question was, hi, I'm Dr. Tracy Lynn. My question was, I was listening to, trying to basically coach and coach unselfishly. And what do you do when you are a person where your dreams are so much bigger than reality, and you have so much energy, and you see so much in other people, but at the same time you're coaching? So when is that cutoff line to say, you know, maybe this person doesn't see things in themselves? And, you know, because I know many of coaches, especially myself, as a professional, and that's what we do, our job is to motivate individuals. But when do it comes a time where even in that coaching session where there may be, okay, this is a cutoff period. I don't want to just take your money because, you know, I understand that this is my business, but I can see that right now you may not be ready for this level of coaching. So what do you do?
Okay, well, I mean, like I said, this is a replay, and I believe that Dr. Lynn would answer this question like this. First of all, you have to set certain parameters in place and guidelines for those that you are coaching, and there are certain benchmarks that they need to meet. If they're not following that instruction, it's very hard to coach someone. Like if you're on a baseball team, if you're on a football team, a basketball team, there's certain things you got to come to practice. If you miss a certain amount of practices, or if, you know, you come to practice inebriated, or if you miss a game, there's certain things that are put in place there for teams and for those individuals. And it's the same way with coaching. A lot of times I think we get coaching confused with helping someone or mentoring someone, but if you're really not helping them if you have not set those boundaries in place. So definitely I would say you have that structure, got to have that structure, and if they're not meeting those particular guidelines, then all money is not good money. You know, you have to set that, and sometimes you do have to send them, you know, on their way and thank them, you know, for being a customer and thank them for being a part of it. But, you know, like you said, you know, this is a season, and our season has come to an end, and it's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, because in good conscience, a good coach, like you said, would not want to continue to just take the money or what have you. You know, there are certain systems that people sign up for. It's an automated system that's different. But if, you know, if they're not following instruction, then it's hard to really do that.
Thank you,
Deborah. That's a great question. Great question. Thank you for calling in, Ms. Janika. Yes, so we have about 3 minutes left in the show. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I wanted to go over some of our other firsts that we want to say. Who is the first African-American female college president of a major university, Ivy League University? If you know who that person is, you could shout it out in 30 seconds in the chat room or press 1 real quick on the phone. We have the answer here ready for you as we celebrate the Women History Month today. But that happens to be Miss Ruth Simmons. She actually was the first president there. She was president of Smith College, and now has moved on to Brown University. So she's done some amazing things in history as well. And then another major first, the first that just happened last year, and we are working on some big things with her, Miss Ursula Burns, who was the first black female CEO of a major Fortune 500 company at Xerox there. So you can Google her name and do some reading on her. She's a powerful woman. She had has been with them since 1980 and has been able to make it all the way up to CEO. How do you like that? That's dynamic. Well, again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. Next week is going to be a powerful show. Our special guest will be none other than Miss Donzelle Abernathy. She's an actress, and she is the daughter of the late Ralph David Abernathy, who happens to be one of the founders of the Civil Rights Movement. She's going to be talking about her experience and also the business of acting. We're going to share that as we commemorate Dr. King's anniversary there on April the 4th. So it's a perfect time. We look forward to having you tune in next week live on Wealthy Sisters, www.wealthysisters.com. You can always catch the rest of our shows, or you want to hear the rest of the show today with Dr. Tracy Lynn. Go back and listen to that. And also tune in to Sheila Brooks is another powerhouse. We wanted to be able to play her today and was not able to. And Colleen Payne, some dynamic women. We are just so fortunate to have such great examples. I encourage you, don't be discouraged. If you feel like you're out there on your own, listen to these shows. They are here for you to be successful, to learn. You can also download us on iTunes as well and follow us. So once again, thank you again for tuning in, and we want you to continue to have a super fantastic day. Wonderful.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman. Turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.